the year I was born, David must have been the most popular given name in the Western world. Most of my male schoolmates were called David, and when we were all drafted at the age of 18, we entered an army of Davids. Nevertheless, my name has a distinguished place in history. There was the biblical King David, who defeated the bully Goliath and had 8 wives. It's hard to decide which of these was the more astonishing feat of courage. Then I like to claim a nominal kinship with the French revolutionary painter David, and David Livingstone, the explorer, and David Foster Wallace, the novelist, David Niven, the actor, and a few more distinguished namesakes. Of course, we don't choose our names, and it's a tough job for parents to make the right decision at a stressful time. A warning example is the father in Laurence Sterne's novel Tristram Shandy. He was an obsessive on the subject of names and believed that they were the key to a person's fortune and identity. He divided up the world of boys' names into those that were dull and neutral, like Jack, Steve, or David, those that were lucky, like William or Andrew, and those that were absolutely catastrophic, like Tristram. By a comical series of accidents, his own son was named Tristram and spent the rest of his life complaining about it. This just goes to show how careful parents need to be. Young people with solid, harmless names like Tom, Dick and Harry can still be found, but too many parents want to be creative and burden their unsuspecting babies with the names of ephemeral celebrities, video game characters, favourite sports teams, or what sometimes seem to be random combinations of syllables. It shouldn't matter, but it does. A bizarre name is like a clown's hat. It's distracting and makes it hard to take the owner seriously. In the pop music world, celebrities routinely choose exotic-sounding names for themselves. Elton John, Stevie Wonder, and Lady Gaga have probably had more success than they would have enjoyed under the names they were born with, Dwight, Judkins, and Germanotta. This may be the secret of success. Choose a good stage name, and the world will follow you. Consider the son of Philip of Macedon, who, under the alias of Alexander the Great, created the greatest empire in history. William the Conqueror, Suleiman the Magnificent, Richard Lionheart, all got a career boost from their names. We are all strangely susceptible to names. This is not just ancient history. Names can and do still influence the vote in modern elections, because a name is often the only thing we know about the candidates. If you are fortunate, you may already have the ideal name. A combination of a popular cartoon character with a winning playing card is almost unbeatable. Who would vote for a candidate called Tristram? This is David Boucher.